The Gemara in Bava Basra on Kuf and Kuf Chaf is the introduction to this week's Parsha, where we have the story again of Benos Tzalacha. They reappear. And there, the Gemara notes something about the order in how the daughters of Tzalacha are listed. The Gemara in Bava Basra notes there are two psukim. First, in this week's Parsha, it says, V'tiyena mach latirtza v'chagla milka v'na Benos Tzalacha l'vnei dadehen l'nashim. This is their order, and seemingly the understanding is there. It's talking about, as Chazal learned, it's talking about the order of marriage, the order they got married. But earlier in the Torah, it says Ve'elu Shmos Benosav Macha No V'Chagla Malka V'Tirtza, and the order is different. There, it's when they're asking for the Yerusha, they're asking regarding their inheritance, and it lists them in the order of their wisdom, not in the order of their marriage, but in the order of their wisdom. So the Gemara tells us, Lahalan man hakasav darach gedulasan v'kan darach achvasan. Messiah leila Rabbi Ami. This supports Rabbi Ami, who says, b'yeshiva halach achar chachma b'mesiba halach achar zikna. The Rabbi Ami says, when it comes to matters of Torah, we give priority to the greatest Talmid Chacham, and in a banquet, though, at some sort of serious mitzvah, we give priority to the oldest. Says the Rashbam, which we don't have over here on the sheets, but the Rashbam explains that presumably Benos Tzalachad were married in the order of their age. Why? Because we know from Lavan that Lavan told Yaakov, Lo yasa kembim kamein laseis esat seira lefnei habechira, that we don't, in our location, we do not have the youngest daughter go before the oldest daughter in the case of marriage. And therefore, when the Gemara says that by the banquet, Benos Tzalachad sat in order, so the Rashbam says this is hinting to the idea that their marriage, the Sudas Mitzvah of their wedding, was done in an order in which went from oldest to youngest. Now, not everybody agrees to this. The Ibn Ezra in Parshas Maaseh, as is Rabbeinu Bachya, say that they didn't get married in age order. The Or HaChaim has a lengthy piece where it explains they married in the order of their chachma, but let's just assume, like Chazal here and the Rashbam, that they got married in age order. And this is the lesson from Lavan, as we said, and this is cited by the Rush as well, Maseches Kedushin in Perek Aleph, Simen Nun Dalet, that the halacha seems to be, from Lavan, our uncle, that we are supposed to get married in age order from oldest to youngest. Now, there is a wonderful vort from the Belzer Rebbe that I think I remember hearing from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, totally unrelated to marriage of age order, but also related to marriage, but you have to have a Hasidic pronunciation for the vort to work. So the Belzer Rebbe said that he noticed that there's a terrible minhag nowadays that when people go for shidduchim, they want to have a picture of what the girl looks like. And he thinks it's a terrible thing, that you shouldn't have a picture. Go on a date and see what happens and see if you like the person. But that person should be shown around like a magazine to see what the girl looks like before you got on a date. So the Belzer Rebbe said, Lo yasa kein bim kamein. We don't do this in our locale in Belz. La seis esat sira ifnei bechira. Tzira, in the Hasidic pronunciation, is the tzura, the picture. We don't put the tzira, we don't put the picture before we have the bechira, before you choose a wife. Right? So he says it's not a proper minhag that you should be handing out pictures of what the girl looks like before you go out on a date. Nevertheless, Tosus in Kedushin in Beis has a discussion based on the Gemara there regarding cases of Safek Kedushin, cases in which the person married in a way in his statement of how he decided to be Mekadesh, the young lady, he did it in a way where his language is vague, and therefore it gets into very difficult issues of, is the marriage work, and does the marriage create greater issues that perhaps he cannot marry other people as well. So there, Rabbeinu Tam says in the following case, if someone says, I'm going to be Mekadesh, he used the Hareas Mekudeshes, Lee, I'm going to marry one of your daughters. But he doesn't say which one. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we have a way to get out of the suffering. We can decide who the person was referring to, and therefore we won't end up in a case where we're unable to figure out, circumstances occur where the person disappears or he sends a shliach and it's not clear. So Rabbeinu Tam says, we have a way to figure out who the person was referring to when he says, Hares Mekadosh Sli, to one of this person's daughters. Rabbeinu Tam says, we have Lavan. If a person says, I'm going to marry one of your daughters, so simply look at the oldest available daughter, says Rabbeinu Tam, and that should be sufficient to decide that we know that the person intended to marry the oldest available daughter of this individual. This is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. There's a whole Maisa and a story. Yeah.
What what is the intent have to do with it? The girl has to accept the kiddushin before anything is chal. So who cares who he intended?
Well, a father can be mekadosh on behalf of his daughter.
But the daughter has to accept it, no?
Okay, so the question is, so we can then divert, we can then direct that kiddushin to whoever the person wants to receive it. But regarding his language of who his das is on, so certainly there we can decide based on the oldest. Yeah.
You know, when Levin says bimkomeinu, doesn't that imply that it's a narrow, it's in there?
We got to get to Levin. Yeah. We got to build up the signal first. Yeah.
The whole question, since we're learning from Levin.
Also, that's not such a big problem either. We'll answer all of the Levin-related questions when we get there. That's why we have an outline. We have to get us there as a process. The whole mice is brought by the ghost Maimoni in Hilchos Ishus and the Rambam. He has like a whole story that happened with Rabbeinu Tam and why this came up. But we'll remove the story for now. Regardless, Rav Menachem Miyuni there in Tosfos disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. If every single time we can answer a Safek Kedushin, a case of questionable Kedushin, by simply looking at the oldest daughter, we have so many cases in the Gemara where the Gemara should have said this. We have a type of issue when it comes to marriage called a Kedushin She'ina Mesurin Labia. A Kedushin is not chal, doesn't work to marry someone if it's not possible that after the marriage you cannot have relations with that person. This creates other issues. For example, chuppas nida, if the woman is a nida, there's the type of issues that it raises. We have ways to get out of that particular issue. But for us, says Rabbeinu Menachem Miyuni to Rabbeinu Tam, according to you, let's say a person says that he's going to be mekadesh one of two sisters, but he doesn't specify which sister in that case. So the Gemara says in Kedushin that that's a Kedushin Sheni Mesurin Labia. That is a marriage that you cannot enact with relations afterwards, because we know that one cannot have relations with the sister of his wife. And if a person says, I'm going to be Kedushin one of two sisters, so then it turns out that if you don't know who one of the sisters are, so then what's going to end up is that a person who has relations with that person, it could be not his wife but the sister of the person he actually intended to marry, or he said to marry. And says Rabbeinu Menachem Miyuni to Rabbeinu Tam, what are you talking about? How come the Gemara doesn't say, well, obviously we know which sister he wanted to be mekadesh, he wanted to marry. Just go to the oldest sister. The Gemara doesn't say that. So Rabbeinu Tam heard Rabbeinu Menachem's point, and he said, you're right, I retract my point. And Rabbeinu Tam says, I take back what I said. This leads to the question, what exactly did Rabbeinu Tam retract? Did he retract the entire concept of we follow the oldest sibling when it comes to marriage? Or did he retract the application of following the oldest sibling when it comes to issues of arayos, when it comes to issues of relations and things of that matter? So it is very clear from the Taz in Yeridea and the Marashtam in Simin Shinches and Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher Chelek Beis Simin Ayin Dalad, which we'll quote from later on as well, that it is implausible to say that he simply retracted the entire halacha. It's specifically, in this case of arayos, applying this halacha to deciding matters of marriage and whether the marriage is viable or not, there we won't apply this application. But the general application of that the oldest daughter should get married first, certainly Rabbeinu Tam applies this idea. This comes up again in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Yodea Reish Mem Dal Yud Ches says that at a drinking feast, some sort of sudas mitzvah or a wedding feast, the Shulchan Aruch writes, look in the Torah here, he says, be yeshiva shal Torah, o shal din hochen achar chachma. When it comes to a Torah gathering, we follow the seating order of those who are wise, lahoshim chachma ubacha barosh ledavar tzlila, u mesiva shal mishta, o shal nesuin, at a drinking event, or at a marriage, hochen achar zakena, we put the oldest first. This is what the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch said. Ask the Bach, why does the Torah say at a sudas shal mishta, at a drinking event, or at a wedding? Why does it not say at an event in which people drink? That would also include a wedding. People drink at weddings also. So why do you have to say at a sudas shal mishta, at a drinking event, and also at a wedding? So the Bach says, v'nir d'haisham nesu'in hachi perusho. Im achim avachios yasu lehem nesu'in. If the brothers or the sisters get married, afagav she'echad gadol mechavero, that the Torah is hinting to the idea, specifically by the marriage, that it should be in age order. If we have a number of siblings getting married, so you put the one who's getting married first, the oldest one first should get married, not the younger ones. When it comes to age order of marriage, even if the younger sibling is smarter, the oldest sibling should get married first. This is based on, as we have said, this halacha of lo yisakemim komenu l'seis hatzayir l'fnei habachira. Okay, so we seemingly find this halacha brought down in the poskim. It is not left as simply a nice piece of drush in the psukim of the Torah. It seems to be brought halacha l'maisa. Let's discuss for a moment the reasons for this minhag. If you look on the outline, it seems that there are three reasons brought under number two. The first is that of the Avnei Chevetz. The Avnei Chevetz is Rav Aaron Levine, who's the author of the Hadrash V'Ha'iyan, which is a popular sefer on drush from the end of the 1800s. So he writes in Parshas Vayigash in Simon Kuf Chaf Hei that this is a din in Kibud Ach Gadol. It's a halachan honoring your older sibling. We know there's a mitzvah in Kibud Avayim and Kibud Kabeit Es Avicha V'Yasimecha, says the Gemara Es. The extra addition of the word S comes to include to honor one's oldest sibling. And this is proper kibbutz of the oldest sibling, to make sure they get to get married first before the younger siblings get married. The second reason brought in the Beis Cheskel and Simon Samach is simply to prevent jealousy. The Gemara in Shavas Daf Yud tells us that we should learn from Yaakov Avinu not to favor one child over the next, because it will cause jealousy and things will go terrible and all your children will be sold down to Mitzrayim. So one should be careful not to promote jealousy amongst the younger siblings. And since Lavan wasn't paying in this case, so he explains that this is another case where, in order to prevent jealousy, one should make sure you just get married in age order to make sure things stay happy in the home. The third and final reason is brought in the Shulchan Ezer. The Shulchan Ezer is a beautiful sefer on the halachos minhagim related to marriage. And there he writes in Simon Aleph, in Os Mem, Sifkat and Zion, that this is a halach in ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos. One should not pass over mitzvos that come to your hands. The mitzvah of marriage is on the parents and the father to make sure the children get married. And in this case, the father sees the oldest child in front of him. This is the first mitzvah. As long as this mitzvah of marrying off the oldest child is there, ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvos, we do not pass over the mitzvah in front of us. And therefore, that's why the oldest child gets married first.
Does this apply to men, women, boys, girls?
We'll see that as well, momentarily. Now, how do we come out here? Do we find in the later, in the Achronim, after the Shulchan Aruch, after the Nosei Kel and Shulchan Aruch, do we find that we are machmer for this, or do we find that we are mako for this halacha? And what are the issues here of learning out a halacha from Lavan HaRasha? How can we do such a thing, to learn halacha from Lavan? Let's begin with those who are makel on this halacha, because they think that it cannot be the case that we learn a halacha from Lavan. The first sheet is brought in the Orach Mishor in Perek Gimel, Yaakov Chagiz. So he is upset that there are people who postpone the marriage of their children based on a psak of Lavan. How could you do such a thing? You have children waiting to get married, and you're going to postpone it because Lavan had a throwaway line somewhere in the Torah. By not having their children marry, it's causing the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael, he says. And anyone who doesn't marry off their children because of this reason is following the advice of the Yetzer Hara. It's just a sad excuse not to get your kids married. This is also cited in the Bir Rav Yochanan Preshel and the Chuvas Namara Minsen, the Chelik Beis Yud Beis, with Chaim Sanzer, the Divrei Chaim, the Rav of Sanz. So he's quoting the Otzer HaChaim, which is a collection of his sayings and teachings. This is in Os Shinai and Gimel, that there's no mitzvah to be mekayim the halacha of Lavan. Nowhere do we find that there's a mitzvah to follow Shitas Lavan. Especially since Lavan said it was his minhag hamakom. This is bimkomeinu, our minhag, says Rechaim Sanzer. And therefore, not the minhag in other places. Now, tzarachin on this, again, because Tosfos, the Bach, all seem to hold this. We're not. It's not such a simple thing to say Tosfos and the Bach were wrong. That doesn't seem to be so clear. But we have to keep that in mind.
How come we just don't say we hold like Yaakov? He would have married.
Ah, so we'll get to Yaakov. We'll have a fancy shtickle Torah to answer up for Yaakov in a second. The second reason to be makel, without the Divrei Chaim is the second reason. The other reason brought in the Tzel HaKesef, who says that often Rishayim, people who are evil, will pretend to be very frum so they can hurt other people. And that's what Lavan was doing. He was pretending to be frum in order to mess over Yaakov Avinu. The minhag of Lavan led to terrible things. Why would we want to follow a minhag that led to jealousy amongst the children, that led to us going down to the tribe because they sold Yosef? Terrible things came from this minhag. So why be machmer, not just for the minhag of a Russia, but the minhag of a Russia that caused terrible tsaros for all of the Jewish people and Golos Mitzrayim? On the other hand, those who feel to be machmer seem to outweigh. The Leket Yosha, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, writes on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We follow his printing, even in the new printings. So the original printing, we follow page Kuf Yud Zayin. So Leket Yosha says that when Lavan told Yaakov, about this, did Yaakov say anything back to Lavan? Yaakov also knew how to learn. Did Yaakov say to Lavan, that's total amarasis? What a ridiculous idea. Of course, no who came up with such a silly thing. Yaakov remained silent. He didn't say anything back to him.
What could he do?
What? It already happened. He didn't intend to do it. Let's say.
No, but Yaakov should have said, like, what are you talking about? Yes. So what a silly halakha. What?
You're already too late.
You're right.
What do you mean it's too late?
He married later. Married later.
I know, but Yaakov should have said back to him, like, that's ridiculous. Yaakov didn't say, Yaakov seemingly remains quiet. I understand we're engaging in a bit of pilpul here on the Pesukim of the Torah, but the response is, so Yaakov should have said something back to him. The Tshuva's base David. Rav David Liner writes in Chelek Aleph, Simen Zion, the idea that we cannot learn something from a Rasha is incorrect. There are many halachos that we learn out, in fact, from people of ill repute and have treated Klal Yisrael terribly. Not only this halacha do you learn that from Lavan, but what about the idea of Sheva Brachos in general is learned from Lavan, right? Yaakov had to wait 7 days until he married Rachel. People mistakenly think that Yaakov waited 7 years to marry Rachel again. It was 7 days, and then he worked for 7 years after. In addition, the idea of Ein Marvin Simcha, the Simcha, we don't mix two Simchas together, is also learned from Lavan HaRasha. But there's also a famous sheet of the Rush. The Rush writes in Masachas Avodah Zarah in Perek Beis. The Rush says, how do we know that something that's usser falls into something that is cold, it doesn't make the cold liquid usser? Let's say a piece of pork falls into your Diet Coke. Does that make the Diet Coke usser? No. As long as the pork is dry, it doesn't make the Diet Coke usser. Does that mean you should drink it? Well, that's up to you. But now we probably would not drink it. We'd probably be disturbed by that. But nevertheless, it's perfectly mutter. Because isser does not transfer, dry isser doesn't transfer into liquids unless there is heat. Unless there's heat, the isser doesn't come into the liquid. Who told us that? Do we find a Gemara like that? Is that a pasuk anywhere in the Torah? Who taught us that? Haman, Harashim, tried to destroy the Jewish people, taught us that halacha. Why? Because the Medrash tells us that when Haman went to complain to Achashverosh about the Jewish people, he told Achashverosh the following thing. You know, Achashverosh, if a fly were to fall into the drink of a Jew, the Jew would simply take out the fly and drink the drink without an issue at all. But if you, Achashverosh, a guy, would touch the wine of a Jew, they would throw the wine out. How disrespectful is that? A fly, if it touches their drink, they'll drink it. But if you, a non-Jewish king, touches their drink, they'll throw the whole thing out. What chutzpah from the Jewish people? Fine. But what do we see from Haman's statement? That Haman teaches us, says the Rush, that if iser, that is dry, falls into a liquid, it doesn't make it usser, says the base of it. Okay, there are many halachos we learn from Rishayim. And therefore, that should not be a question on this idea.
This big difference. One, you're saying you're learning it from Lavan's behavior. The other one, you're saying from Haman's testimony of what Jews are doing.
I hear the point.
So you're not learning from Haman's behavior. You're saying that you're trusting his testimony that accepted.
We're gonna qualify it in a second, because we'll see that maybe we don't learn it from Lavan, but maybe we learn it from Benos Tzalafka, and maybe Lavan was just a remnant. But I hear the point. Okay. In addition, there's a beautiful piece of the Maharsham in the Tchelos Mordechai al Torah. Listen to what the Maharsham says. The Maharsham tells us that, and this is also in the Beirach Moshe and Bereishis as well, the following idea. There's a machlokas in the Gemara when you have twins. How do you know which twin is considered the older? Do we consider that the oldest twin is the one who came out first? Or do we consider the oldest twin the one who was created first? The Gemara has a klal. Again, I don't know if it's scientifically the case, but the klal in the Gemara is that the first child to come out was the first one created. Does that mean spiritually, physically? I'm not sure. But the first twin to come out is the first one created. This is a machlokas in the Gemara. And in such a case, we know how we paskin. We paskin that the first child to come out is considered the oldest one. But Yaakov held that no, it's the first child created. And he was a twin with Esav. And therefore Yaakov held what? That he was the Bechor. Because Esav came out first. That means that Yaakov was the one who was created first. And therefore, the Chidah tells us in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim that Rachel and Leah were also twins. And therefore Leah, even though she came out first, she was the oldest, but really who was created first? Rachel. And therefore, Yaakov held of the halacha of the oldest gets married first. But Yaakov said, I'm qualifying it. I'm the oldest because I was created first. And therefore, you're correct in the fact that bin Komenu, in our locale, the oldest gets married first. But I'm the oldest, and therefore I should also marry Rachel, because Rachel's also the oldest, because she was created first. And therefore we see, says the Tzchelos Mordechai, that Yaakov agreed in principle to the halacha, but rather they argued over the application. The issue with this is, we don't pass them like Yaakov, because we pass them that the first one to come out is considered the oldest.
And also he didn't say anything.
Yeah, right. We don't, all these things are coming together. This question is noted by the Sholom Eshev and Madura Gimel and the Tzur Yaakov as well, that we don't paskin like Yaakov in this case. The Tzur Yaakov and the Magalei Tzedek and Parshas Maaseh say that Yaakov ignored the order of age because Rachel and Leah converted to Yiddishkeit, and therefore, since they were kakatan no nola dummy, they're like reborn, and therefore there's no age anymore. And therefore, yes, again, he did hold of it in principle, but there was a technicality in why it didn't apply in this case. In addition, there is a letter from the Chassam Sofer, Negro Sofer, and Simon Chavtes, where the Chassam Sofer had an older son and a younger daughter. And the Chassam Sofer's daughter was engaged, and he wrote a letter to the Mechudin asking if they could postpone the wedding for 2 years so that his son could get married first. And the Chassam Sofer writes, if you look back here on the first page, he says, "V'gam siper limoy v'rebi goni yisrael moreinu rav Nosson Adler." This is the minhag of his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler. "D'bedidei havei uvda v'nechshal." He held that this should be the halach himself, and something happened where he made a mistake, and something bad happened, and he wasn't careful about the oldest child marrying first. "Alkein ein da'asi la'avor al dvar Torah." I do not want to violate the words of the Torah to have the younger child get married. "Mipnei sichas nashim." In order of the speech of women. Apparently, I guess on the other side, the wife wanted the marriage wanted to go quicker, and he said, just because your wife wants to move things along, I'm not going to go against the Torah. Okay, so we see here a number of points from the Chassam Sofer that Rav Asher Weiss points out in his tshuva. He says, certainly this is a chiddush. In addition, it's interesting that we're postponing the mitzvah of the chasan and pru revu just for the sake of this idea of the older sibling, and nowadays people are makvid people are makvid, especially when it comes to shidduchim, says Rav Asher Weiss, against this in line with the idea of the Chassam Sofer. And we also see the Chassam Sofer is not concerned that the shidduch of the younger daughter is going to fall away and fall apart in the time when they're waiting. So we see a number of points that the Chassam Sofer was makvid on in this case. And in addition, Rav Asher Weiss points out that certainly we see that the son-in-law of the Chassam Sofer was probably a big masmid, so that he wasn't going to lose his Torah while he was waiting in order to get married. He would be able to concentrate on his learning during the 2 years that he was waiting to get married. Okay. The other question just to raise on this issue before we get to some of the specific halachic issues is what about getting married before this? What about learning this halacha before Matan Torah, right? Where else do we learn halachos out from before Matan Torah? We don't. A famous rule of the Rambam. Only halachos after the giving of the Torah is how we practice, not in things before the Torah. What? Gid Hanasha is famous. The Rambam writes in his Perish Mishnayos that we don't learn it from Yaakov, rather it was said over again in Har Sinai. This is the
Chumash Rebbe says, okay.
So Al-Kain is just a remnant, says the Rambam. The Rambam says that it was repeated again in Har Sinai, right? Not because of what it says in the Torah, meaning if they would have opened up...
The Torah itself, unlike everything, right? The Torah, I mean, it was repeated in Har Sinai, it says that. In Har Sinai, it said that Al-Kain will yoku ben Israel at Gid Hanasha. That's all the Torahs from Har Sinai.
Meaning, but if it wouldn't have been repeated at Har Sinai... If it wouldn't have been repeated at Har Sinai, and Klal Yisrael would have just opened up, they would have had a Masorah that Yaakov Avinu did that, it would not have been sufficient.
That's everything.
No, so that's the, but we, the Rambam, we know that because of the Rambam. Meaning, you're saying that because you know the Rambam. Meaning, if the Rambam wouldn't have said that, so then we would have said, well, oh, well, you know, Yaakov also gave, had meeting milk together when he had his guests, so therefore it must be, you know, so the, we learn things from after the giving of the Torah, not from before. So based on this idea, we, the Shas HaShulis Avnei Chepet says that it's not necessarily the case. If there's a logical halacha, says the Avnei Chepetz, we do learn it from before Har Sinai. If it's something that the Torah needs to be mechadish to us, so in such a case, so then it wouldn't work. But since this is a logical halacha, therefore we can apply it as well, even though it was before the giving of the Torah, it was a proper minhag tov. And again, he recites in his Hadrash Ve'in in a different place that this halacha is simply an extension of honoring older siblings, and since this is an extension of honoring older siblings, and therefore, it came from after the giving of the Torah. Meaning, we know from the Torah, when the Torah was given to Har Sinai, we need to honor our parents. And this is simply a throwback to that point of honoring our parents, and therefore it's an extension of that halacha, not necessarily something that was taught before the giving of the Torah. There are a number of diyunim, there's a number of halachic practicalities that come out of this before we get to the real halacha l'maisa, a number of questions that are raised, probably four or five applications. The halachos ketanos and chelakav, kufchav beis, and others point out in the Shulchan Yaakov as well, that the entire mitzvah of kibud ach is only with the oldest sibling. According to many poskim, it's not older siblings, it's just the oldest sibling. Other poskim, like the Birkei Yosef and the Chassam Sofer, say it's a din in any older sibling. So that would be a nafkamina for our case. If the oldest sibling gets married, does that mean everything else falls away? And sibling 2, 3, and 4 can get married? They don't have to wait for them anymore? So that would be one application of this idea. The Avnei Chepetz discusses whether this is a halacha on the father or the siblings. Is it a din that the father has to do this, or is it a din of the siblings? The Or HaChaim HaKadosh and the Imre Emes, the Shulchan Ezer, discuss this idea as well. So there's a tshuva, the Maharsham and Chel Gimel, where the Maharsham discusses a complicated case where there was a someone who had three daughters with his first wife, and then the first wife passed away, and he remarried, and had a fourth daughter with the second wife, and then that man died, and the second wife raised all four girls. So the fourth daughter from the second marriage was 22, and she found a nice shidduch. And the oldest Seth daughter wanted to complain that it's not fair that she is older. So the Maharsham is a whole shtickle Torah back and forth. What do we do in this case? So one of the points that the questioner wanted to raise is, ah, but the father's not around anymore. This is a halach on the father to marry his daughters. The father's not around anymore. Says the Maharsham, no. Who do we see from in the Torah that has nothing to do with the father? Benos Salafchad. Was their father around? No, their father wasn't around. And therefore, says the Maharsham, it has nothing to do with the father. The halacha applies regardless in that case. Another nafkamina would be if the children say, oh, you don't want us to get married? Fine, we'll pay for the wedding ourselves. So if the children remove themselves from the parents' paying of the wedding, so they can simply go around them and get married on their by their own and not wait for the older sibling to marry, because if it's a halacha on the parents, once they remove the parents from the picture, they can simply get married on their own. The last point is, is there a certain age? How do we know when it's too old? Do you have to wait anymore? So the Shulchan Ezer says 20 years old. Once the oldest sibling reaches 20 years old, and there's a mitzvah peruvu, and it's time to get married, according to all the shittas in the Gemara, so therefore, move out of the way, the younger siblings can go in once they reach 20 as well, and we don't have to wait anymore. So these are a number of nafkaminas to this case that we have discussed. Let's get to halach l'maisa, which what I think is the practical application based on the tshuva of the Minchas Asher and Rav Moshe Feinstein. They both say the same thing independently of one another. Rav Asher says it deeper and broader. Rav Moshe just mentions in passing, so we'll say in the way that the Minchas Asher explains it. He says that this halacha is totally misunderstood. It has nothing to do with the second sibling can't start dating because the first one didn't get married yet. That is not what we're talking about. This is a halacha in kadimus. This is a halacha in order when I have two conflicting things before me and I don't know how to decide. This is a halacha when I have two children who are now are in Shidduchim, and both are engaged, and we need to decide who should have the wedding first. In such a case, when I have two weddings on the horizon, and I don't know who should get married first, so therefore we say, Bim Komenu, the minhag is that the oldest child gets married first. Because this is a halach in Kadima, so when we have two conflicting positions and we don't know what to do. But to simply tell someone you can't date or you can't get married because the older sibling hasn't got married yet, there's no rhyme or reason why that would be the case. This is not only from Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Moshe Feinstein. I also saw this in the name of Shlomo Engel in the Tshuvas Maharash in Chelek Vav Simen Kuf Beis. There are two applications of this idea outside of getting married. We'll give two examples. The first is the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim Simen Chaf Hei says that we put on talis before tefillin, right? We put on talis in the morning before we put on tefillin. The Beis Yosef explains, right, that tzitzis are tadir. We put on tzitzis more often than we put on tefillin. Tefillin only for 6 days. Tzitzis are for 7 days. But in regards to Kedusha, what do we say, right? In regards to the Kedusha, is it true, as the Beis Yosef seems to imply, that tzitzis also have greater Kedusha than tefillin? Why would we think that tzitzis have greater Kedusha than tefillin? Do we wear tzitzis into the bathroom? Yes. Do we wear tefillin into the bathroom? No. So the Beis Yosef says that Kedusha in regards to mitzvos doesn't depend on the chefetz shel mitzvah. When I say that a mitzvah is more kadosh than another one, it doesn't mean that the object is more kadosh. Kedusha, it depends on the greatness of the mitzvah, not on the object itself. How do I know that tzitzis is greater than tefillin? Because the Gemara tells us that tzitzis is shakula keneged kol tarjag mitzvos. Tzitzis is as great as all 613 mitzvos. Are tefillin as great as all 613 mitzvos? No, just tzitzis. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, Kedusha depends not on the chefza, the object itself inherently, but rather the view of the holiness, of the greatness of the mitzvah. And therefore, the Magen Avraham explains that this entire discussion is when you have tefillin and tzitzis in front of you. In front of you, I have tzitzis and tefillin. But if you only have tefillin, says the Magen Avraham, and there are no tzitzis there, should I not put on my tzitzis? Should I not put on my tefillin because I have something that I only have my something that's more important somewhere else? No, it's a din in kadimus. When I have two factors in front of me, tzitzis and tefillin. But if I only have tefillin in front of me, I don't postpone the putting on a tefillin because I don't have tzitzis. We see, again, when you have two conflicting things, then you decide what goes first. But if one thing is not in the picture yet, you don't postpone the other thing until the first thing comes into the picture. Another practical thing would be with Hilchos Brachos. We know there's an order of Brachos, right? Mezonos comes before Ha'etz and Adama, all these different things. But let's say I know that something else is coming later, but this is here right now. Should I postpone my eating of this food because I'm going to have to make another bracha out of order? No. Only when I have two things in front of me do I put in order of how it should apply. But when the other thing is not there yet, then it doesn't apply. So says Rav Asher Weiss and says Rav Moshe Feinstein, says the Tshuvas Maharash, the same thing over here. When the other child, the oldest child, is not ready to get married yet because there is no perspective on the horizon, so then it's not an application here. And therefore, the halacha does not apply at all. Okay. Rav Moshe says the same thing, pretty much. And he notes that, and he said in so many words. Now, Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos and Chelek Tes asks a question on all this. Why? Because was Lavan's case a case where it was before it was equal? No. Because Leah wasn't an option. Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. It wasn't that Leah and Rachel were married up to Yaakov evenly. It was just Rachel. So how can Rav Moshe Feinstein say that it's a halacha only when you have two things at the same time? Because Leah wasn't a factor. So says the Minchas Asher, no. Lavan was a Rasha, and he was misusing the application. Lavan and Yaakov were aware that there's a halacha of kadimus. There's a halacha that something should come first. But the whole point is that Lavan was a rush and he was twisting the minhag. And therefore, Lavan acted inappropriately by taking Leah, who was not in the picture, and forcing her before Rachel. But the proper application, says Rav Asher Weiss, is as we have explained, where when you have Rachel and Leah before you at the same time. And therefore he says, it's not a question that it was only Rachel and not Leah by Yaakov, because that's the whole point. Lavan was a Rasha who was misusing the proper interpretation of the halacha. And this is how we come at halacha l'maisa, that the entire sugya of benos salachad and the entire sugya of Lavan is only in a case where things are totally even before you with two options to get married in the same period. I just want to end with a very powerful piece from Rav Moshe at the end of this tshuva, which he discusses people being sad over the younger children not getting married. The older child gets sad when the younger sibling gets married before him. Listen to Rav Moshe's beautiful words. Umashi ratzav kvot terasal lomar du layish letzer lehmanea mishum shuhu boshes avur hagadol. Maybe it's just not proper midos for the younger child to get married first. V'ke'en halvanas panim shu isar chamor. It's embarrassing to the older sibling when the younger sibling gets married. Hinei gam le'inyan haboshes hu rak sheba atzmo misbayesh mizeh. That's him getting embarrassed. That's his own sense of embarrassment that he's putting on himself. There are many people who don't get married as quickly as they'd like for many, many reasons. In Bishvil Shisha Rutsun Lilmud, Shachoshun Shachan Asun Shaya Dachim, Bitsavaro, Rechaim Bitsavaro, many people don't get married first because they want to learn. But Yuchal Lilme Kadisa the Kadush, as Lilmar Kadushan says, in Bishvil in Parnasa, people don't get married because of Parnasa, they should have a job. She wrote some histadir be'ezer umnos v'chadoma. They want to train first so they can support themselves. V'gam ha'kashir salach osi darga keitzes chazal b'yavamos yasig yisus av eichshayach she'akev achav b'taim neshaboshes hulo. How can I stop someone from fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah to get married because it's embarrassing to you? B'masha rotzel hisgaos v'lechakos ad shizdamo isha chashuva shetirzebo, because this person is so picky or whatever that he wants to have a certain type of wife but he can't get married, so this person is picking who he wants to marry, and therefore the younger sibling should have to suffer. V'gam mistaber sho shayich la'asor la'adam la'asos iskav v'chol tzorche gufo b'tayna she'echa yisbayish. A person cannot live their life with the understanding that if I act in a normal, appropriate way, but it might embarrass someone, then I shouldn't do it. Says Rav Moshe, it's not normal human contact, and we can never do anything in life. It's because if I go, if I can get a job, it'll be embarrassing to my friend who doesn't have a job. What a silly statement. We have to live a normal life, and if we're doing the normal, proper minhag derech eretz, not to be concerned that other people are going to be embarrassed. Zeba mashu lo hatzliach kamoso, because someone's not going to be as matzliach as I am. L'chein eini roa shum iser v'aflo shum davar, shalok ha'hogen b'zeh. I see nothing wrong with this, she'isa etzar tchila, that the younger child should get married first. So we see coming out halacha l'maisa, that perhaps in some ways the halacha is like Lavan, but only in a very, very specific matter.